everybody, and welcome to the Daily Skirts for the 14th of March. So today, Venus makes a semi-square to Chiron, the Sun enters Pisces, the Sun also makes a parallel to Neptune, the Moon enters void of course, the Moon also enters Taurus, and Mercury also makes a semi-square to Mars. Okay, so the Sun in Pisces gives us a chance to connect with our emotions and the more spiritual side of life, but it can make us more open to being manipulated, ignoring red flags, daydreaming and escaping. If you want to know more about the Sun in Pisces, then check out the separate audio where I go in depth on what the Sun in Pisces mean on the karmic level for committed relationships, hookup relationships, career, spiritual and personal development and educational development and a whole lot more. The Moon in Taurus brings us stability, so it allows us to be grounded while the Sun is in Pisces and in general, but it can make us more stubborn and focus on, you know, material kind of comforts, overeating, over drinking, alcohol and smoking, or you know, taking drugs and stuff, or overspending. So, you know, the best use of this energy is to be practical, to take time to, you know, just listen to the logical side of your brain as well as the more, you know, spiritual sort of side. Venus's semi-square to Chiron allows us to bring healing to ourselves and others, and to confront unresolved emotional wounds, bringing them to the surface. Best use of this energy is just to work on healing and to just have more love and compassion for yourself and others as well, and just allow yourself to be more self-aware and vulnerable. And although it can be scary to be vulnerable, this energy is trying to, you know, make us understand ourselves and others on a deeper level and bring more emotional, spiritual and psychological resilience to you as well, so you can become more self-empowered as you rely on your inner wisdom and guidance and strength. The Sun makes a parallel to Neptune as well, so this helps us to open up to higher levels of awareness and consciousness. But again, negatively, it can make us find it hard to tell the difference between reality and fantasy. We can have unrealistic expectations, and it's another aspect that makes us want to escape, because, you know, Neptune rules Pisces and the Sun's in Pisces as well, so boundaries can become blurred. We may want to ignore red flags, we may try and manipulate others to get what we want, or just to run away from dealing with ourselves as well. So it's important to use good judgment, ask questions. If you do feel like you want to be hurt, get into the room while you allow others to hurt you and stuff. And I know we all have, like, you know, there's BDSM and healthy ways that we can explore power and control in relationships, but we have to make sure that we're healthy and within ourselves psychologically and emotionally, and we give and gain consent, and we're doing it for, you know, genuine reasons of, you know, meeting a desire of ours rather than a need of living up to an unresolved psychological, emotional or spiritual trauma that tells us that we deserve or need to be treated in certain ways. So yeah, the Sun's parallel to Neptune encourages us to tap into the depths of our spiritual and psychological essences, and just think about our thought patterns, behavior patterns and addictions and why we have them, and to open up to, you know, allowing ourselves to access our intuition and deeper levels of awareness. Mercury semi-square to Mars allows us to think on our feet, make quick decisions, so it helps us with problem solving and strategic thinking, which is good because it counteracts the energy of the Sun in Pisces. And the Sun's parallel to Neptune, that can sort of, like, you know, drive us into our addiction. So Mercury semi-square to Mars makes us more assertive in the way we express ourselves. It gives us a chance to sort of, like, stand up for ourselves as well, and you know, just be more assertive in general, as I said. But on the negative end, when Mercury makes a semi-square to Mars, people can become more aggressive, so we just have to try and handle conflicts carefully. But it allows us to be more mentally flexible, understand other people's perspectives, and just, you know, share ideas with others. It wants us to be more conscious of our words and intention, and ensuring that what we do and what we say are aligned with a higher truth and our authentic values as well. It allows us to heal conflicts in communication, and also maybe use more, you know, normally if you talk impulsively and aggressively, this energy can help you just be a bit more sort of like lighter and come across just a bit more better. But negatively, it can just make people be more egotistically and aggressive in their speech as well, and because the lines may be blurred between self-confidence and assertiveness. So content creators can talk about how we can overcome power struggles in our co-worker, family, intimate, friendship and relationships, and giving tips on how we can overcome conflicts within ourselves as well. Also discussing how spirituality, using our imagination and being more creative, can help us heal the wounds we have around asserting ourselves and expressing ourselves, and also just giving tips on conflict resolution as well. So yeah, that's the Daily Scope for the 14th of March.